President-elect Joe Biden pulled a bit of a surprise today in announcing his choice to lead the CIA. He said he plans to nominate William Burns, a career diplomat and former ambassador, to head the country's spy agency. This selection rounds out Biden's national security team. And for more on how that team is shaping up, we're joined now by NPR national security correspondent Greg Myrie. Hey, Greg.
Hi, Elsa.
All right, so if I'm not mistaken, the U.S. has never had a CIA director who spent an entire career as a diplomat. So why do you think Biden would choose someone like Burns instead of someone who comes directly from the intelligence community?
Yeah, it is an interesting choice. Bill Burns, who's 64, spent his career at the State Department, not in the intelligence world, so he is an outsider of sorts. But in other ways, Burns fits Biden's pattern here of for his national security team, picking very experienced people who've known Biden and worked with him and others around him for years. And we can really see Biden's contrast with President Trump here. Trump had this very rocky relationship with the CIA and the intelligence community throughout his term. Biden wants to rebuild that relationship and is picking people he's worked with back when he was in vice president or even back when he was senator.
Okay. So tell us, what kind of diplomat was Burns?
Well, he spent more than 30 years at the State Department before he stepped down in 2014, and he's been president of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace since then. He's often been described as one of the most respected and skilled diplomats of his generation. He held a lot of top posts at the State Department here in Washington, numerous posts overseas. He was ambassador to Jordan, ambassador to Russia from 2005 to 2008. That means he kept a close eye on President Vladimir Putin. Two years ago, Burns told NPR what it was like going into the Kremlin to present his ambassadorial credentials to Putin.
Before I could get a word out of my mouth, President Putin said, "You Americans need to listen more. You can't have everything your own way anymore." Then, you know, that was vintage Putin. It was not subtle. He had a big chip on his shoulder, a sense of grievance, and it was defiantly charmless, just like Putin himself.
Charmless. All right. Well, Burns was also a key figure in the nuclear negotiations with Iran, the negotiations that led to the Iran nuclear deal in 2015. He was, of course, critical of President Trump for pulling out of that deal in 2018. So given that, Greg, what do you think his nomination suggests about Biden's approach towards Iran going forward?
Well, it reinforces Biden's message that he wants to get back in the deal if Iran is willing to accept all the restrictions that were laid down back in 2015. And Burns wasn't the only one who was a key negotiator. Jake Sullivan, who's the incoming National Security Advisor, was also an important figure. So the intent here is clear, but we are 5 years down the road, and you can't just turn back the clock. Now, one idea we're hearing is a sense of a freeze for a freeze. The U.S. could freeze its sanctions on Iran. Iran would freeze its nuclear enrichment at the point where it is right now. Mm-hmm. Then both sides could try to sit down and figure out how to get back to the parameters of the deal, something that's possible, but certainly not a given.
Okay. Well, zooming out, I mean, Biden has made it clear that he thinks Trump's tenure was chaotic, that it greatly damaged the standing of the U.S. in the world. So what do you think, now that we're seeing the shape of Biden's national security team, what's your sense of what the administration's most important national security priorities
well,
will be?
Yeah, he wants to get back to rebuilding relations with allies, reclaim a U.S. leadership role in the world, not proposing a grand vision, but he wants very experienced people who are well-known at home and abroad, and they can hopefully play a stabilizing role.
That is NPR's Greg Myrie. Thank you, Greg.